Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now, doctors told her that she'd be in a wheelchair by the age of 40, but Gail Muller was to prove them wrong in a big way. I'm delighted to welcome her to the show. Thanks for joining us, Gail.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, this was due to musculoskeletal issues. When did it all start?
Well, it started long before I felt it. When I was born, my feet kind of were slightly twisted inwards, and I had casts on my feet when I was a baby. That could have been the beginnings of it for me. But I do know that when I was 14, I was still pigeon-toed. And a specialist at that time said to me, "You may well be in a wheelchair by the time you're 40 if we don't do something." I decided to not tell anybody about this diagnosis because I'd asked to go in without my mother. And then I was fine until about 24 years old when it really did start to go wrong.
Blimey, because you were always quite fit and healthy and a sporty person anyway, weren't you? So you probably thought, well, this is not going to affect me.
Yes, exactly. I was a gig rower here in Cornwall, a sliding seat rower, ran cross country. So I didn't actually believe the prognosis or that anything really could hurt me because I was feeling pretty invincible, as we all do when we're young, really.
Yeah, indeed. And what exactly happened then? Did you start to be in pain? Did you start to lose feeling? What was happening to you?
Well, I was actually training to be a teacher, doing my PGCE at Exeter. And I was doing quite a lot of hard training also for sports. And the act of kind of leaning over desks, marking students' work, hunching over to mark papers was new to me. So I just assumed that the leaning over the desks and the driving up and down to Exeter had started to give me some back pain. But when I rectified those things and how I worked in the workplace, the pain didn't go away. And then I thought it was the sport. So I stopped the sport and the pain didn't go away. And then I eventually went to the doctors. I love the NHS very, very much. But with some chronic conditions, it's very hard to pinpoint what the problem is. And that was the beginning of a journey of not knowing, really.
Yes, we have that a lot on this programme. We have a medical day and people with things like chronic fatigue syndrome and other illnesses that it's so difficult to diagnose. And then when they are diagnosed, they don't know what to do about it.
Absolutely. And I very much believe that hopefully medicine's moving in the way to, you know, sometimes we have to accept there isn't an obvious explanation and research will go on. But in the meantime, you can look at other things rather than just giving people pills and telling them we don't know. You know, you can look at the biopsychosocial model of pain and illness management. And there are lots of other ways to turn down the dial of pain and chronic illness and turn up the dial of life quality, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't imagine how you felt physically. You were facing a struggle physically, but also psychologically, how do you deal with that?
Well, I think when your body is really betraying you in lots of ways and you're in chronic pain, whatever chronic illness you might have, it is true that your mindset suffers hugely. And it can be because it feels like an insurmountable mountain to climb to get well again, but also distancing yourself from your community, not going out to see people, not having to want to explain it all the time, more so with invisible illness than with a broken leg. And I think the way through that for me particularly was to make sure that I was going outside as much as I could, even if it was to just hobble down and sit on a doorstep in the sunshine to get some vitamin D. But it was also to try to be hopeful. And when I made plans, when I looked to the future, even though often I couldn't even get from the bathroom to the bed. I would imagine and plan as if I could do something in 6 months' time, you know, whether it's a 5K run or run 1K with friends for fundraising. And I would plan every detail of it, knowing that it might not actually happen on the day. But I decided that the planning and the hope and the looking forward to things would be where I would live until my body and caught up with me and allowed me to actually do the things I planned. And it did in the end.
Well, it's a great attitude to have, and you you used a pun there, climbing a mountain. We'll talk about that shortly.
I did.
Very good, very good. But you found your solution in Italy, I believe.
Yeah, I did. So in the end, I said to the pain clinic in the NHS, this isn't working for me. You know, I don't just want to give up and just to take the medicine. I'm going to look around and find different options. So I went all around the world looking for different things to help to find what it could be. I did fasting in the Thai jungle for 11 or 12 days twice, transcendental meditation, all sorts of things. And in the end, I accepted a job secondment by the government to the European Commission as a representative of British teaching. Ended up in Italy, between Lake Como and Lake Maggiore at a commission school. And it was there, coincidentally, that I reached my most rock bottom and was connected with the people who had saved my life, a chiropractor and a dentist who worked on my jaw, who told me that it was my temporomandibular joint, my condyle joint in my jaw as well. And they realigned my jaw, my teeth over a period of 2.5 years with braces and a bite that I would wear in my mouth. And that process gave me back my life and allowed me to start moving my body again. And then I rehabilitated myself. It took quite a long time, but I was determined.
Wow.
And determined to take on a big challenge. Yeah.
Wow. So the NHS or anybody in the UK didn't suggest that. You had to go to Italy to get that done.
Yes. And in fact, I didn't go to seek it in Italy. I think it was just a perfect storm and a good coincidence in Italy that I found a chiropractor who specialized in that field. And I was given his number by a friend here in Cornwall. But I think in the UK, it's much more emergent now to look at the connection between how your bite and how your teeth meet, how your jaw works and body pain. So I think that it's emerging now. But at the time, it wasn't such a field that was so well known about 8 or 9 years ago.
Interesting. Well, they said that you'd be in a wheelchair by the age of 40. And at 41, you did one of the world's toughest treks. Tell us about that.
I did indeed. So I decided once I'd managed to rehabilitate myself that I would do the thing that I said I would do when I was ill, which is, you know, you see people with very healthy bodies coming home and watching the television at the end of the day or just sitting reading a book. And all those things are great. But when you're not able to use your body, you feel very frustrated that people have got good bodies and they're not using them. So when I thought to myself, when my body is better, I just believed it would be. I'm going to do something epic, whatever it is. And then when my body got better, I promptly forgot and took a job in Hong Kong. And then I lost a very dear friend of mine in his mid-30s. And it was a wake-up call where I thought, about 12 months really after I'd got myself fit and healthy again, I was trail running. I thought, what am I doing? I promised myself I'd use my body if I got it back. And now here I am thinking that working is more important and career is more important, et cetera. But it's not. It's living in the moment and making the most of what I never had. So I thought, what's the toughest thing I can think of? And when I was about 18 or 19, on my way to university, I read Bill Bryson's book, A Walk in the Woods. Mm. And I remember that opening my mind to the idea that there were places in the world so full of nature that you could just walk and keep walking for 6 months and still be in the forest. And that was freedom. And I thought, one day I'll do that. And then I got ill. And then when I got better, I decided, that's it. I'm going to walk the Appalachian Trail, 2,200 miles, 14 states of America. And I'm going to do it the wrong way round. I'm going to do it the really hard way, starting at the top of Mount Katahdin in northern Maine. And I did.
Oh, my goodness. How long did that take?
It took me 6 and a bit months because it should have taken around 5, but I took a few weeks out to heal my foot, which I thought was tendonitis. The American doctors at the hospital told me it was tendonitis. So I took a little break, went back to the trail, did another 850 miles into the snowy blizzards of December, arrived back home to be told by the UK doctors, oh, we've done an X-ray. It's broken in 2 places and it's a displaced fracture. So you've walked 850 miles on a broken foot.
Oh, no. Crikey. Do you feel pain at all?
Yes. Yeah. It just gives us some really good coping mechanisms.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Wow. And they fixed it for you, presumably, so you could carry on.
Yeah. They fixed it. Well, they fixed it. And then I planned lots of other great hikes. I had to wait 2 months with my foot up for it to heal. And then just as I was about to embark back outdoors, COVID came and we locked down. So I wrote the book proposal instead for my book on Lost, which is out now last week, about that whole story. So, you know, COVID locking me down was terrible, but a book came from it, which was superb.
Yes, yes, indeed. And it's a real love letter to the healing power of the wild outdoors, an incredible testament to the strength of human spirit. As Gail said, it's called Unlost, A Journey of Self-Discovery and the Healing Power of the Wild Outdoors. We're selling it on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Gail Muller, who we're chatting to now. Gail, do you have a website as well?
Yes, I do. I'm at gailmuller.com, G-A-I-L, Muller like the yogurt.com. And also, I'm very active on Instagram. If any of your listeners use social media and Facebook under the Gail Muller, and I share lots of my outdoorsy adventures and my story on there. So please come over and join us. I'd love for you to come.
I've literally just followed you on Instagram, so I look forward to seeing more. Thank you for sharing your story. You're very brave and inspirational. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.